It's match day. It is 3 minutes to 12. We are at the Glenbuck Hotel, which is where we do our post-match stuff. Just having a quick drink before we head up to Anfield to play against Everton, who were the original occupiers of Anfield Stadium, as if you speak to a Blue long enough, they'll tell you. So on their visit today, I'm sure at some point they might wonder what would have been different, or what could have been different if they'd have only paid the rent. But you didn't, Craig. It's our home now.
Time to arrive.
How are you feeling? You got a pint?
Yeah, I'm nervous. I think I'm nervous because we were very excited about this Liverpool team, but this is a run of results that they have to win now, particularly after not getting the win against Brighton in the way that Spurs goes. I think that's sort of made me a little bit more nervous, on top of the fact that it is a derby. You always have like the derby belly. It's just one of those. Liverpool need to get the result, but it's one that I would love to see a big performance.
Yeah, it is one of those. The closer it gets, isn't it, the more the derby belly comes in, the more the sort of the nerves kick in. But you do look at the teams and think that the superior quality is there. Jürgen was very kind about Everton, talked about, you know, a few decent players, obviously, that they've got, you know, that they're on a decent run and things like that. But you still look at some of our stars and think, like, if we're on it and if we perform and, you know, we do what we should do and they play, you know, as we know they can, I just think we'll have too much.
Yeah, I'm scared to say anything here, John.
Because this is going out after they all know.
the two before this that have done the Spurs on me and Fouad were fucking. We were. Yeah,
hey, that wasn't your fault.
No.
That effing ladder went
against it. Conspired against us, but we were giving it the big one. Let's say after a pint. So, you always go into this game feeling as if Liverpool should win the game, particularly the home one. The Goodison one's different, obviously, but so I feel like that today.
It is. Funny how derby days change a little bit now we've got kids. I used to set an alarm to go to the pub. Basically, it used to be like, what time are we meeting? And so we'd either do Shiraz in town, and then the beauty of having a brekkie in Shiraz is that you can have a pint. And so it'd be like maybe 10 o'clock there, half nine if you're feeling saucy, and then you'd be up around the ground for 11 having a couple of beer. Or we'd do Linda's Cafe, which is sadly no more. They knocked down a stretch of shops, which included the Hillsborough Justice Campaign store. I can't even remember why they knocked them down now. It wasn't anything to do with the copy bill, because it was years later. But anyway, text in if you can remember. But they knocked them all down anyway. And Linda's went. So we used to go to Linda's sometimes, which didn't serve ale, even if you asked nicely. And then you'd be striking distance from the pubs around here. But now we've got kids, Craig. It's like, take every minute at home that you can before just going out for the day.